My guest at this time is retired U.S. Navy Captain and Navy SEAL Larry Bailey. He's also the co-founder of SpecialOperationsSpeaks.com. It's a group of special operations veterans who are very concerned about the amount of national security information, much of it that they believe ought to be classified, that's been disseminated publicly by the Obama administration, particularly as it relates to the raid that killed Osama bin Laden, but other sensitive national security operations and issues as well. Their concern is also being made public at a time where another organization has released a 22-minute video very critical of the administration for the very same thing. Here's a short excerpt of one intelligence official in that video suggesting the number of things that were exposed as a result of the administration going public with way too much information.
Cover name of a unit, the actual name of a special mission unit, and the location of a special mission unit, all reported within the same sentence. Not only did they identify the special mission unit, we had tactics, techniques, and procedures that were compromised. We even knew the name of the dog that was on the operation.
And Larry, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thanks a lot for the opportunity.
Why did you get involved with this? What was it about the special operations community that you believe needed a voice, particularly as we get close to an election here?
I was talking to Dick Brower, Colonel Brower, a couple of 3 months ago about what was going on in this country, and we just got to talk and realized that somebody needed to stand up to keep Obama from taking credit for an operation that he had nothing to do with, and two, for spilling the secrets of our military. And he does both. Those are the two main thrusts of our operation, of our campaign at the moment. It's not to say that we won't add some lesser ones in the future. In fact, we're looking at some right now. When I saw Obama say, I directed Secretary of Defense, I directed SEAL Team 6, I did this, and I finally ordered SEAL Team 6 to go in and kill bin Laden. He did nothing of the sort. He's claiming credit for something he did not do and only allowed people to do under great pressure from his military and intelligence community subordinates. What's her name? Valerie Jarrett, his number one assistant, who knows nothing about military ops or political affairs or economics, but is still his number one advisor, recommended strongly that he not send the SEALs in. But contrary to her advice, he allowed the SEALs to go in, but he made the Secretary of Defense sign a letter accepting full responsibility and blame for the operation in case it went south, went bad. And that's the kind of courageous leadership we have. So Dick Brower and I decided that we didn't want this guy taking credit for something that he deserved no credit for. And then, of course, anytime a national military or a political secret is broadcast to the world, that is going to interfere with our ability to survive, which is pretty important these days, and it's becoming more and more iffy, chancy, dicey, if you will. So that's how I got started. Those two missions: stop the leaks, stop spiking the football, and of course we immediately had to enter a fundraising phase, which we're doing at www.specialoperationsspeaks.com. And we'd love to have people just take a look at what we've got there and read the message. Forget about the donation, but see what we're telling people and forward the information.
Larry, like, you gave us a lot of information there, a couple of points I would certainly like to follow up on. On the political side of things, while obviously it's the men and women of the United States Armed Forces, the intelligence community, that obviously put everything together for the bin Laden raid and other sensitive operations, it's pretty traditional in the political world to either get a lot of credit when it goes right or take a lot of blame when it doesn't go right. So was it the way the president did it? Was it the timing of the way he did it? What is the most frustrating thing to you about him either taking or getting credit for this?
That's an easy question. The very fact that he did anything at all, I take exception to it. And when he got so specific, identifying SEAL Team 6 as the group that killed bin Laden, he essentially put the SEALs' lives at risk back in this country, because, you know, the enemy is not stupid. He's dumb, but he's not stupid. I don't want to give anybody any ideas about how to get even with the SEALs for killing Osama bin Laden, but the information that our president gave would enable a determined and intelligent enemy to target these guys in our home country. And what he should have said was, Osama bin Laden is dead. The U.S. military took care of business. We are pleased that he is no longer an actor on the international scene. There will be no questions taken, period. That should have been all of it.
What other vulnerabilities were exposed as a result of that? You mentioned SEALs back here in the States. What about units overseas? Sources, of course, we know in the meantime have been compromised, such as the Pakistani doctor and so forth. What do you make of the other details that have come out, and how does that potentially compromise us?
Well, anytime the enemy knows who you are using, where you are using them, what their capabilities are, who their targets are, or what their targets are, you have lost some degree of advantage. And let me give you a historical example of our little motto: "Loose lips sink ships." That was never more true than in World War II, when a Democrat congressman from Kentucky, Andrew Jackson May, M-A-Y, was given a top secret briefing in Pearl Harbor about how clever the American submarine captains were at diving at 300 feet when they knew the Japanese depth charges were going to explode at 200 feet. Well, that was okay to brief a guy who was on the House Armed Services Committee or whatever, but the problem was he came back and held a press conference and bragged about how smart the American submarine captains were by going to 300 feet to avoid the 200-foot depth setting on the Japanese depth charges. Well, guess who changed their depth settings? Within days, submarines started being sunk, and in 1 month, we lost 12 submarines. Up to that point, they'd only lost one or two. And this was in 1944, I believe. And that was the deadliest month that the submariners had experienced at that time. So any little piece of information that can be juxtaposed against other little bits and pieces of information that are going to enable an enemy to counter whatever actions we might be choosing to take.
What do you make of defenders of the administration and many Democrats suggesting that you and your colleagues and those who are behind the video are essentially this election cycle's version of the Swift voters?
You know what? I will wear that as a badge of honor. In fact, I have a T-shirt that I wear to the gym frequently, and there's a definition of Swift voting on it that's easily read by anybody looking at it. And it basically defines Swift voting as the efforts of concerned patriots to reveal the truth about the lies that politicians tell. And if they want to say I'm Swift voting, I'll say yeehaw, guilty. I'm doing my job as an American patriot.
Are you formally endorsing Governor Romney? Formally rejecting President Obama? Are you getting involved with specific recommendations for how folks vote?
Not specific recommendations. We certainly support Romney for president. We certainly support the retirement of Barack Obama, because we know what the threat he represents to this country, and it's not pleasant to contemplate. So yes, we're for Romney against Obama. We are for a country that is going to be back on the road to economic and military recovery. We're for a military that's able to counter the threats posed by radical Islam. Although radical Islam is not in our vocabulary on the website, we all know what it means, and we can talk about what that means, but we're not going to quibble over definitions of radical Islam. We just know that it exists, and we know that our military needs to be able to defend against it and to, at times, operate against it.
Last question before we let you go. Captain, have you heard from any active duty members, whether it's special ops or anywhere else in the armed forces, about how these leaks have impacted morale?
No, I have not. But you can bet your sweet bippy that those guys do not like what they hear and what they see.
We'll certainly see what impact this all has on the campaign as it moves forward towards November. Captain Bailey, thank you very much for being with us today.
Hey, thanks a lot for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Retired U.S. Navy Captain and Navy SEAL Larry Bailey. He is the co-founder of Special Operations Speaks. You can find them at specialoperationsspeaks.com. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.